This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's our commitment to you. Our commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates, and I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was, well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to call this show Free Talk Live without callers, so...
It does sound rather hollow.
We did our best. We had, you know, probably, I think we had three hosts every night, just to make sure that we had a variety of, you know, personalities and people bringing in different stories and that kind of a thing to keep things rolling.
2 weeks ago, on Tuesday of the week before last, the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into the studio and destroyed things, maliciously pulled wires out, and basically just took us off the air. And
the terrorists attack.
Yeah,
as I like
it
to
was
call.
The raid that could have been a telephone call, and yeah, not a surprise. They seem to wander through here whenever they darned well feel like it. And heck, if you're not going to file civil lawsuits against them for it, why wouldn't they? So they did it, and we're trying to put things back together. Our main host, Ian Freeman, who if you've listened to the show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out, honestly. His lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision expeditiously. I did sit in on the bail hearing via Zoom, which had roughly 60 people attending.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most of them were within our community. There was, of course, a bunch of, you know, agents and that kind of a thing, but I think that something like 30 of them were from our community. Yeah.
So there's that was 8 days ago. The expeditiousness has gone on for 8 days, and presumably will go on for Saturday. You know, Sunday.
Yep.
It's not unlikely that she's going to send out an order on Sunday, and so you know, we'll wait to see what happens next week. I don't know what I don't know what the factors are on all these things. I'm just trying to keep a radio show going. So
indeed. And it's good to have you back, Mark.
Thank you.
I feel like, you know, I was the guy, you know, bailing the boat, the water out of the boat, paddling towards shore.
Yes.
You know, just sort of, you know, keeping things from sinking completely. And, you know, of course, Arya's return was very helpful, as Ian had trained her up for specifically, you know, an instance like this. If something ever happened to the studio,
yep,
she could put it back together, so to speak. So she's been key, and also Michael has been key as well. And so now we're basically functioning, at least with the live show, as we were prior to the terrorist attack on the studio.
Yeah, we were. I think as far as I can tell, we're at 100% today.
There's a couple of things behind the scenes that are still not quite up to date. Some of the podcasts are missing from the freetalklive.com archives, things like that.
Okay.
I'm working on posting the backlog of those up so that folks who only go to that site can catch up. If folks do need to catch up, you can go get all of the episodes at soundcloud.com/freetalklive. soundcloud.com/freetalklive. If you've missed any episodes, they're there. Also, I realize that folks don't have, you know, 3 hours to listen to every episode that they
might
have
missed. It's actually the podcast, the 3 hour radio show is 2 hour podcast.
Right.
But, you know, anyway.
But Riley Blake does the digest version, and those are also available at SoundCloud.
That's true. The digests are great. If you want to keep up on Free Talk Live, a listener, Riley Lake, does a great job of just condensing down the things that he didn't like. You know, he just tosses them out and makes about a 45 minutes.
It's usually a half hour thereabouts, and it's the highlight reel.
Yeah, and I think that's so awesome. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jet calling in from the Western United States. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to ask a simple question and then kind of go off on about a 30-second comment. And that question is, what organization uses this phrase, give us your monies or we will hurt you?
Well, none of them say that, but only the state does that.
The mafia?
Well, no.
Well, yeah, that's true. The mafia would do that too, yeah.
Yes.
Anybody running a protection racket?
Yes.
That's why these people should not be referred to anything but the federal mafia. The fact is that last week you guys were raided by several of Joe Biden's gangs, we'll call them, the FNBI, for example, because they claim that you are an unlicensed money transmitter.
Yeah, and what's a license? It's when the government takes your right away and then sells it back to you.
Yeah.
Yes, that means that you didn't give him money. That's what it means.
They didn't get their cut.
And plain. Didn't get their cut. So they decided they're going to come in and teach you a lesson and help you understand that you are their little bee and slave. And unless you give them money, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. So this is why they are nothing but common mafia street gangs. More commonly, you might want to say, because you like to use the word terrorist, you could say domestic terrorist, because that's what they are. And let's see.
One of the things I think of when you say mafia is that it's sort of ethnic specific. You know, the mafia is kind of, Italy is the first thing I can think of when you say that. But I kind of like the term, I mean, mob is another term that is a little more generic.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk about different places.
Cartels?
Well, remember the
They're
fellow
definitely
that
a
jailed. Remember the fellow that got jailed a long time ago for writing a book called The Federal Mafia?
No.
What the heck was his name?
Is it Jim Bell?
No. The she died in prison because the
Orange Schiff
was telling them. Yes. Yeah. Schiff. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is these mafia thugs are just other humans. They're not special, as you said the other day. They're not sent by God. Especially, they're not sent by God. And to those who have been deceived that they might have been sent by God, I am a dedicated disciple of the Christ, and I can dispute and refute everything theologically or factually, biblically, and claim that these are not God's ministers and his messengers. They're nothing but thugs that want to take away your guns, for example, because they want to keep you in perpetual slavery. That's really all I had. I just wanted to start that out.
Let me ask you that. I think we're all familiar with the phrase in the verse in Romans where it says that God has put these people above us and blah, blah, blah. I can't remember exactly what it says, but something.
But it doesn't say that. It says, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. And I ask people, so who's your higher power? And here's the logic that can defeat it every time. You draw a circle, and inside that circle you put every soul, because that's what it says. The key word is every. Every soul is inside. Now show me where the higher power is. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is the higher power all of us, then?
It's either all of us or none of us. That's outside that circle, because every soul, of course, as we know, is a sinner. None are righteous.
But doesn't it say something to the effect of he's placed these, that he's placed these politicians and bureaucrats above us? I mean, there's nothing like that? I don't have the verse sitting in front of me.
I can walk you through Romans 13 and show you every discrepancy that these people. And the reason that a lot of these pastors will teach you this crap is because they themselves have become part of the state by the 501c3 incorporation.
Yeah.
And
that's
and
why we encourage so, free churches here on Free Talk Live to have not filed paperwork to beg permission to the IRS to exist.
Yeah, so they're obligated. They're obligated to go along, and I think you said it last night or a couple nights ago that, yes, there's nothing inserted in between God and man.
That's exactly right, Jed. Absolutely. And thank you for the call.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Sorry about that, though.
Yeah, it's not called Mark Talk Live.
Says,
or is it?
Says who? No, you can prove that. You can belie that statement by simply calling it at 603-283-6160. And I'd encourage you to get your phone out and get ready to take the number down so that the next time I give it, you've got it. And it's just put in on your phone under Free Talk Live. And that way you don't have to record it again. 603-283-6160.
I tell people to grab a crayon and write it on the fridge.
It's not a bad idea.
A chisel, make a stone tablet.
Indeed. Right. You gotta have it saved somehow.
I just wanted to say, as a follow-up to the previous caller, Jet, some thoughts on higher power. I believe everybody should make that decision themselves individually. And why do I say that? Because, well, there's a whole bunch of different religions in the world, and there's going to be new religions invented the longer humanity stays alive and on the planet Earth, as evidenced by some newer religions that have, you know, come to light in my lifetime. I can think of one that became a major religion, which is Scientology, and I know that they're sort of the laughing stock of religions, but they are considered a religion nonetheless. Now, I am not a Scientologist in any way, shape, or form. I know people who are, but any, you know, your decision about a higher power should be yours individually, and so therefore all your other decisions should also be yours individually. And if you're going to be making decisions individually, then you are the highest authority over yourself. No other man should have any claim to be able to force you to do anything without your consent.
Yeah, and I think that it's... So Tolstoy, the guy who wrote War and Peace.
Leo.
Yeah. Good old Leo. He also wrote a rambling theological text called The Kingdom of God is Within You. And it's probably more accurately his notes, you know, than to call it a book.
Okay.
But it is not as long as War and Peace, but long. And not particularly coherent in the form of a book, but coherent in the form of chapters,
okay.
I think is probably the best way. And his message has been, it's been reiterated many times throughout the centuries. It's Christian message, basically, that, look, your relationship with God is your relationship with God, and there's nobody who should be any kind of intercessor. You know, Jesus is, Christ in his case, as we're using from Christ. Christ is your intercessor, and that anybody else who tries to get in the middle of that is an antichrist, right? And this holds true with the state. The state is constantly trying to hold itself above God.
Yes.
And I think that there's a very interesting point that I love when I talk to some Christians about this stuff, that God only ever asked for 10%. And any government that asks you for more than 9.9 is an antichrist. And that's all I'm saying, right?
When did God ask for 10%?
That's tithing.
Well, okay, I know what tithing is, but did God actually ask for that?
Not exactly.
Okay, so I know for a fact that the modern version of the state came out of religion. Religion, in fact, was the first state, right? They claimed to have control over people, all that kind of a thing, and so, you know, they had all these rules and everything, and you can see it. It's very similar. There's so many parallels between the state and religion. It's ridiculous. They have these ridiculous rituals. They have people that dress up in costumes. They have a faith, right? You have to believe in the state in order for it to exist. It's a human construct. It's only in your mind. You can't have a physical state.
No.
Right.
They've got buildings, but they're not. But the state,
right.
The state doesn't exist.
So to me, statism is a religion, and in fact, it's probably the largest religion on the face of the planet. And you know, a lot of people are in denial that they belong to that religion.
People certainly believe in it, and they act as though it can do no wrong.
Right.
For instance, with the FBI raid on this studio, people would be like, "Well, why were you doing something wrong?" Well, maybe. Maybe the people calling themselves the Federal Bureau of Investigations made a mistake and shouldn't have come in here and done what they did. But nobody says that. Nobody will say that because basically the government or the people that call themselves the government are looked at like a force of nature,
yes.
As though they simply cannot be controlled and are not responsible for their actions. You don't shake your fist at the wind in a hurricane. If you do, you're just a crazy person.
Old man yells at cloud.
So, anyway, there's lots of people who have lots of different opinions on the concept of the state and religion and all that sort of thing,
yep.
Coming to the Fork Fest. And if you want to come to Fork Fest, it's a camping festival in New Hampshire in late June, early July. All you have to do is come hang out with us, because we're going to be there at this party, as many of us who aren't in jail. So the party is in the White Mountains, New Hampshire, at a place called Rogers Campground. All you have to do is go to forkfest.party. That's a website, forkfest.party. Fork is in the thing you eat with. Forkfest.party, and come hang out with us. There's no rules. You do what you want.
Come party with the captain and Mark.
Yeah. So there you go. No itinerary. Nobody's in charge. Forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. We've got Chris calling in from Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Captain. I just wanted to take a few minutes. I've been a long-time listener of Free Talk Live for nearly a decade.
Awesome.
And the idea that Free Talk Live is not a church is just preposterous. I mean, you guys, Free Talk Live and your hosts have been ministering to me for, as I mentioned, nearly a decade with the ideas of peace, love, and liberty and mutual cooperation among humans. And if that's not a church and if that's not ministering to people, I just don't know what else is. So I wanted to take a moment and just thank you both and all of your co-hosts and all the co-hosts of the past who have been a part of this show. And also really just take a moment to direct my attention to you listeners who may not have participated yet in donating to assist either the folks that are currently in jail or, you know, rebuilding the FTL studios. Now is the time.
Yeah, Chris, just to be clear, we collected plenty of money to rebuild the studios, and I want to thank everybody who has, including you. I know you've donated recently, and you know, we have to redirect funds from the rebuild into the
defense fund.
The defense fund. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Legal defense fund,
because, you know, the lawyers are a hole in which money can just be thrown into, and the more money you got, the better lawyers you get, kind of situation. So that's what we're working on now. We want all of the Crypto Six. And remember, the government claims to be protecting the LGBT community. Biden and Harris, you know, they're all about that. They threw a trans woman in jail, our co-host Aria, and the threat is that she's going to go to a male prison. So, you know, square that circle. Don't forget the grandma, Colleen, who got arrested here for, what, selling Bitcoin to people.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. And, you can go to thecrypto6.com. That's the crypto, and six is a numeral.
Actually, it can be either a numeral or the word now.
Then I'll just say thecrypto6.com.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Major League Baseball Players Association is now encouraging the league to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta now that a new law restricts voting access in Georgia. President Biden said the new law is an atrocity. He was asked if his administration would challenge Georgia's new restrictive law in court.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point.
8 years ago, the Supreme Court practically killed the federal law that said states with a racial voting discrimination history must get permission to enact new voting laws. The Biden administration would now have to find another way to challenge the new restrictions in Georgia. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, said it's obvious that neither the president nor his handlers have even read the bill. This is USA Radio News. Forecasters say more severe weather could be hitting parts of the South, and more tornadoes are possible. In Alabama, cleanup continues after twisters touched down on Thursday. At least 6 people were killed in the storm that knocked out power lines, downed trees, and damaged homes in Alabama and Georgia. Noonan, Georgia experienced heavy damage around the historic downtown area. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey offered her sincerest prayers to all impacted. The storms began on March 17th and produced 25 tornadoes in just Alabama. The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Matrix Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind.
Colin?
Colin.
Colin who?
Yeah. I think that's part of the Southern accent or not?
Colin.
Yeah, so Free Talk Live, we open up the phone lines and make it so that you can call in. Just to be clear, we're recorded in some markets, so that time is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and almost every day of the year. Sometimes we're away at a convention and we're doing new shows that are recorded that day, but they're not live and you can't call in. So, you know, they're live, what we call live to tape, which is just like tape.
Pre-recorded, but yet new content.
Yeah, it's new pre-recorded content. So, yeah, by all means, love to have you tonight. It's Saturday night and 7 to 10. That's the time frame. Eastern.
Yes.
So, I mean, it could be not 7 to 10 where you are.
It could be 4 until 7 West Coast time.
We're in Guam, so we're the morning show in Guam. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Check out liberty.menu. We've been asked for years to collect libertarian businesses in one place so that people who, you know, believe in these ideas can do business with businesses that share their ideals. Well, we did it. You go to liberty.menu, that's a website, liberty.menu, and you can advertise your business there for free. All you have to do is, you have to click on a little thing that says you believe in the non-aggression principle, and then you list your business, and the people can find your business because that's what they're looking for. It doesn't cost a thing because, well, not worth the trouble. Now, there are some upgrades you can do, but you can look and you can list and you can do all those things for free at liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. I got Alex calling in from South Carolina. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
thank you. Yeah, I think there's unquestionably parallels between state and religion. If any, and I'm sure many of your listeners can recall the Holy Roman Empire.
Yes, which is neither holy nor Roman.
And I grew up here in South Carolina, born, raised Baptist, and I went to, and then as a Baptist, it was all fire and brimstone.
Yep. God's mad at you. He's going to punish you for all eternity.
Exactly. Then I went to a private Catholic high school, which is all about, you know, the idols and all this.
Yep.
And I never forget my religion, and when I went, it's changed, but all the teachers were nuns. Some of them were pretty good. They're nice. But my religious instructor was a nun. And once a week, she'd always ask, who in here, and she always surely knew, but Amy, who in here, raise your hand if you're not Catholic. So kind of like, you know, it's like something's kind of not right here. And, you know, I'm personally agnostic, just that you could say atheist. I'm agnostic because I'm more into like the Big Bang and all that, and I don't know if you're familiar with singularity theory with the Big Bang. But we're all agnostic that we really can't prove one thing or another.
Sure. You can't prove one thing or another. I think that one spiritual life goes on inside your own perception of the world, and I certainly wouldn't go knocking on people's doors about it.
Yeah, and here in the South, what I recall is I go to church. And is it Baptist church? And they were like, you know, and I hate to you know, go off the tangent about the war on drugs, but this, they're telling you the same thing to state, well, this is bad, this is good, this is bad, this is good. And it's really closely, you're close parallels with the state. And going way off base here, but kind of like this whole war on drugs thing.
I don't think it's off base at all. I mean, the fundamentals of Christianity, as it was taught to me, was freedom of choice. Like, you simply cannot understand the concepts of sin and evil and good and the benefits of righteousness and all these things without understanding the opposite of it. And you have to. You have to be able to choose between it. A righteous man isn't righteous because he doesn't do wrong. He's righteous because he chooses not to do wrong. And there's a complete difference there. If you just keep a kid locked in a room and he can never sin, well, that's not sinlessness. That's imprisonment.
Right.
And so, you know, God was all about providing freedom of choice, and that's what this whole experience is about. So
but it doesn't require...
That's why I would say, and this is really important here, is that's why I would say that any religious person that votes for restrictions on vices and these sorts of things from the government, they want the government to limit this thing or that thing or the other thing, they don't understand freedom of choice and, you know, God's role in that. That would be my contention.
And I just want to say that it doesn't require a religion for you to subscribe to a religion to be a righteous person.
It's true. Go ahead, Alex.
Yes, I completely agree. And I read Siddhartha by Herman Hesse, I guess I'm segueing into this, right off base, and this whole the state. Conservative in many ways, and I've heard people take an issue with the police, have your stance on the police.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm very pro-police, but I will say this, and the same thing I feel about police, state, religion, you're out of fear. I live a lot of my life, I think things I do, and I think a lot of this is intimidating you, and a lot of times you're out and you're driving on the road, And most people want to do good, but I think we have something where we're in the state and the police do. It's out of fear. And people, we shouldn't be living our lives in fear. And this is what I think. And quickly, but I think the Biden administration about these people who smoke, I don't do any drugs, at least not now, not anymore. But anyway, this Biden administration, hypocrisy that people who smoke pot, and they're not giving them, they let them go. They're not getting promotion. It's just the hypocrisy is just rank. I love your show. I'll get off and listen to your answer. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Alex. So,
was there a question in there?
I don't know, but okay. I'm going to talk about it. There's always a question. I've always got something to say. So regarding police, I wonder if when people hear me specifically, I can't control how anybody else talks on this radio show. Yeah. And that's really important here is that people think that Free Talk Live provides a cohesive message. It doesn't. There's two people on the air here, and you, if you call in at 603-283-6160. If you call in, you don't suddenly become the radio program any more than I or the captain are, really. I mean, Captain and I don't agree on every issue.
No, we sure don't. On some issues, we do.
Some issues we agree on, some we don't. So if you hear from me an anti-cop message, it means to me that you're feeling defensive about police. What I think regarding police is that police are human beings. Human beings are either responsible for their actions or they're not. And when they're not held responsible for their actions, they will act in an irresponsible fashion. And that we have put way too much on cops, way too much as far as expectations go on police. And as a result, their power has grown, and people with power have, it's just shown. People with power, some of them are going to get corrupted by it.
It gets abused.
It's the way it is. And it's not because we're bad. It's because we're human. And that's what my contention would be, is that I want to see responsibility on for cops to do what they want. They have no more rights than I do. They collect rights, for instance. So in the sense that I have the right to physically defend myself against a bad guy, a cop has a right to physically defend me against a bad guy, because we have given, as a society, some of our rights over. However, I don't have...
Have we, though?
Well, that's the notion.
Okay.
As it understands. I mean, I'm not arguing whether that occurred or not.
Okay.
Simply
right.
that's what I'm told in civics class. And, but I mean, I don't have a right to stop somebody from smoking a cigarette or drinking a beer or smoking a blunt or doing a line of coke. I may think it's a bad idea. In fact, I will go on the record right now as saying it sounds like a bad idea. And the cops don't have a right to stop that either.
Agreed.
That's my contention. And if we stop the war on drugs...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Who can stick it to the man and big tech? Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever on your mind. Yes, they do say in there somewhere.
Sorry, I'm ear drumming.
Thanks to, it's Rebel something. What is
Rebel
it?
Inc.
Rebel Inc.
I know, I couldn't remember their name the other day as well. One of our listeners actually pinged us in one of the chats that I didn't see until later and said Rebel Inc. And so I'm sorry that I forgot their name. So now I remember it's Rebel Inc.
Right. We used to have all kinds of metal going in and out because Ian likes that long-haired devil music. And
so do I. Come on. I did it for 20 years. Maybe more than that.
And he, so that's what he would have. But, you know, I mean, as the show got bigger, we weren't always on stations that had paid their ASCAP BMI fees, so it became a problem. And then YouTube and, you know, all the shtick that went with it. So we simply had a band, let us use some of their stuff, and we've got a little signed up piece of paper, and everything's great.
Yep. If you ever need more of that, let me know, because, well, I can supply.
There you go. Let's go to the phones.
Before you do that real quick, yes? I just wanted to say my position on cops.
Okay.
And the police. I believe that the police force should be completely abolished and replaced by private security, period.
Okay. That's it. All right. I mean, I think that at one point they were kind of that, and we've actually got
I don't think so.
Well, New York City took some interesting steps by eliminating qualified immunity, and I'm interested in seeing what that experiment's going to look like.
Yes.
Before we go on, I do want to thank RV Chris for being a gold amplifier. If you want to do as RV Chris has done and become an amplifier and support the show, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. If you support the idea of freedom of speech where people can call in and talk about whatever they want to talk about, well, by all means, go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks, RV Chris.
And on that note, I didn't get this person's name, but she's calling in from Aberdeen. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I discovered you about a year ago.
Okay.
I've been listening ever since, off and on. I'm not always able to catch every broadcast, but what you do is you speak truth to power. And, critical thinking allows for, if you're critical also with yourself, you're going to face yourself in the mirror and go, hey, I guess I'm kind of a renegade. Well, I am. I was raised a critical thinker. My father and mother were critical thinkers. All of my siblings are critical thinkers. And since when does freedom of speech get broken into on the air by the FBI? I was stunned.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed.
Well,
what in the hell is going on? And furthermore, I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you, but this needs to be said. Is this the first time this has happened currently? As far as I'm concerned, the door was thrown open at your station while you were on the air. This is history-making right now. This begins it, doesn't it? Where other stations will get broken into, just like happened over in Europe.
Yeah.
Fascism is what we're looking at. Fascism.
I, these thoughts are visiting me
at my front door, and I don't care if they do.
These thoughts have flashed through my mind this in the last couple of weeks too. I have to, you know, I want to keep an even keel, but I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Boy, do I!
I can't disagree with her. I know that I have surmised many times on this particular radio program that the United States of America, as far as the government is concerned, is what is known as a closing government or a closing society. I don't like using the term closing society because society is people. There's a difference between society and government, but we are certainly on the downside. We had peak United States, and now we're on the other side of it. You know, if you follow the history of Rome and map that against the history of the United States, you'll find a whole bunch of parallels, and those parallels indicate what I'm saying, which is the government is on its way out.
I have been watching assiduously a friend, my oldest friend, 65 years, we've known each other, and I've been watching assiduously for about the past 15 years and tracking all of it. And it's clear the way we're headed, and people need to be concerned. They need to really tear off the blinders and realize this kind of thing, okay, they opened the door at your place, and how much more are we going to have? How many times? And then are we going to get used to that too?
Yeah,
and ignore it.
Well, what's the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem? Is first they came for the Who did they come for first? I don't remember. First they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I said nothing. And then I think it's the Jews were first, by the way. And then they came for me, and there's no one left to speak up for me. Is the old saying, and I do think Free Talk Live is a bit of a canary in a coal mine. What was your name? I didn't get it when I wrote down.
It's Kirsten.
Okay, Kirsten.
Kirsten. Name.
I have a
you guys
question,
keep
Kirsten.
It up and don't, keep it up and don't give up. Don't
Before you go,
away.
Kirsten, my son's 13 years old, and I want to make sure I'm raising him to be a critical thinker. How do I do that?
Oh, my God. How do I explain this?
I know. It's not the easiest thing. I mean,
I've thought.
And what I do is I try to use logic to break down problems in front of him in a verbal way. So I'll say, well, let's look at the problem and let's break it down as into its component parts, and then let's try to rebuild a solution, and I try to get him involved in it, and that's the best I've got for building critical thinking skills, because school certainly doesn't do it.
No, they don't.
Okay, well, here is what my dad said to me. God bless him. I love you, Andy, wherever you are. I asked him what it was, and he looked up at me. He was a constant reader, a constant scholar. He was brilliant and no college, taught himself. He looked up at me with his glasses at the end of his nose, and he said, honey, question everything.
Yeah.
I went, what? He said, question everything. Everything. Try it. Go after, study, dig, go deep. Don't just go surface level. And he said, somewhere in there, your own intuition's going to come into play as well. Trust your gut, in other words. So I looked at him. I looked right back at him. And I said, does that mean you too? And he kind of stammered. And he says, well, Yes.
It does mean that. It absolutely does mean that. Kirsten, thank you for the call. I've really enjoyed it, and I appreciate it, and I hope you call in again soon.
It brings me a lot of joy to have somebody like Kirsten call in to this program. Sometimes folks will... You know, I mean, it's us. We're here 7 nights a week doing this kind of thing. So, you know, it's I'm glad that other folks are seeing, they're picking up what we're laying down is really what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's probably headed up, picked up long before we ever did.
Agreed.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Scott calling in from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk
Live.
Yes,
good evening, Mark and Captain. I've had my differences with Ian in the past, but I'll tell you one thing. I hope the FBI is listening. He's a gentleman, a scholar. I don't know the man. I never met him, but I know from me he's not violent. He doesn't have a violent bone in his body.
He sure doesn't.
The only reason FBI, Federal Bureau of Intimidation, if you hear this, and my name's Scott, maybe you want to knock on my door too. You know, you're going after someone because you're persecuting him because you do not agree with his ideology. Committing a crime is one thing. So what it is you are a Bolshevik, communist organization wants to terrorize freedom of speech. Look it up in the Constitution if you haven't burned it yet. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees freedom of speech, but you don't want to stop there. You want to also go after our Second Amendment rights. Ian is not only talks the talk, he walks the walk. I'm a coward. Remember I told you I wasn't going to pay my taxes? I had to knuckle under to the Internal Revenue Service, another terrorist organization, which is the brother of the FBI, because my financial advisor said if I did not pay it, they would just shut off all my money. But unlike Ian is doing time, and he's a very courageous man, and he does not deserve what he's getting. But I will tell you one thing, and I hope Ian's listening or somebody can relate it. This country is evil. It's an evil, and I'm going to use it, and I know Ian wouldn't agree with me. Zionist occupied
government. Yes, he certainly would not agree with
you. What I mean by that is when you've got George Soros, when you've got the New York Times, when you've got the Federal Bureau of
Scott, one thing I'd say about that is I know what actually like to grind. There wasn't a single international Jew that busted in to the Free Talk Live studios.
That I'm aware of, yeah.
I don't know what an international Jew is, by the way. I have no idea. It just sounds like stuff made up. But
what about an intergalactic Jew?
Right. Cosmic Jews. Yeah. Give us a call, 603-283-6160, 603-283.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEART
GROP.com.
Extend your life with the